All right, we're Laguna's Only FM. We're joined this morning by James Priberman Studio, who I've never had you on my show, so welcome. Really great to finally have you in here. And then Greg Beckler on the other side of the table. Good morning. You can say something if you guys want to.
Hello.
Greg, you
there
nervous?
You go. That's what
not
you that's
at
what
all.
If
not
I
at
say
all.
Good morning, you can say hi.
Hi.
So you guys are doing something really special and cool this weekend. Greg, do you want to just kind of give the rundown of why you contacted James in the first place to do this paddle on Saturday?
It boiled down to being a 48-year-old father that was had this crazy idea to paddle from Catalina to Dana Point to raise money for his daughter who has leukemia. And about 4 months into training, not even 4 months, I just started getting all these crazy injuries. And I started to realize, God, what if I don't make it? What am I going to do? So luckily, a friend of a friend kind of gave me James's email address. We emailed back and forth and finally met actually just yesterday for the first time in person. And so grateful and blessed to have him on board, not only in helping me spread the word on Raylan's fundraiser, but to have basically what I consider a professional human being and paddler on the boat, in the water with me to do this paddle. It's a lot more than I thought originally as the waves have slowly beat me down.
Sure.
I'm just really blessed.
We'll get James' reaction to all of that in a second, but while you're talking, just tell us a little bit about Raylan, who's in studio with us right now this morning, you know, her condition and all of that. Do you want to say hi, Raylan?
Hi.
There you go. yeah, tell us a little bit about her.
Raylan was diagnosed with what's called ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, on February 10th, 2012. And, it's just been a blitzkrieg of every day a battle. It's just been crazy. You know, I try to think back on what not only she's endured, but what, you know, as a parent and my wife have had to endure over the last almost 2 years. It's crazy. It's just chaotic to think about it. But it, besides the battle of just the cancer that my daughter's enduring, it's financial.
Sure.
It changes your life in a second. And, you know, there are programs out there to help you, but only if you're at a certain level of income. And that income would be just 25% over the poverty line. And we've never been there, but we're close to it now, or we're there now.
Yeah.
And what they consider those that are needy is, I don't know how they get their numbers, but I'm at a loss for words because it's changed our lives.
Sure. So this sort of thing that you're doing on Saturday is, bottom line, a paddle from Catalina to Dana Point that you and James are taking on together, but it's also a fundraiser.
Correct.
For Raylan. To help you out. So we'll talk about the website and how people can do everything. James Priberman's in studio, the eco warrior, environmentalist, and paddler himself. So Greg calls you and says, let's do this thing. What's your first reaction?
I just said, yes, let's do it.
Cool.
You know, I mean, how could you say no to a little girl like that?
Yeah.
And, you know, just hearing their story, you know, I always believe that, you know, it's time, you know, it's in situations like this that we all need to step up. And we all need to help each other. You know, this paddle is about Raylan, but it's also about all of us. And we've all been affected by cancer. And,
right.
You know, it's just a real honor for me to be able to help Greg and Raylan and be in a position to do so. So it's, you know, it's very humbling in a lot of ways.
I think it's cool that you're not only honoring Raylan. And by the way, we've got the headphones on Stitch from Lilo and Stitch now. I think it's cool you're not only honoring her, but you're writing the names of anybody who's been affected by cancer or leukemia or whatever that you're getting on your Facebook. How many names did you say you've collected so far?
Yeah, I in thinking about this and how many people out there in the world cancer affects, I just thought it would be really neat to honor everyone that's within my friends in the circle of Facebook. And I think there's over 70 names now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just... It's amazing to me because I really draw so much courage and strength through people supporting me on social media. And all these people reach out and they're really a part of my life, and I felt like I wanted to share this experience with those people. And I just posted, you know, if you or any loved ones have suffered from cancer in any way, please, you know, message me their name. I'd like to write their names on the board and honor all those people, right, along with Raylan. You know, I think that, you know, as I said, this particular paddle is about Raylan, but again, it's about all of us, and it's about all of us coming together and finding a cure for cancer, and you know, really coming together and celebrating life.
Well, you guys are doing a very challenging thing to try to raise money for that cause on Saturday. Do you want to talk about the plan? You're going to switch off every hour, some of the challenges of paddling in the open water, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you're looking at me on that one. Well, I've never even been to Catalina, so how I got this idea, I don't even know.
You've never even been there?
No, I've you know, in my training, I've been out at least, you know, 8 miles straight out of Doheny. So this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be tapping onto something new that I've never done before, but I'm ready for the challenge. I think the main thing that I'm concerned about is just staying hydrated, making sure that we have enough fuel for our bodies.
Don't forget your floaties, right?
I've got those. I already blew them up. Raylan, help me.
You've got a couple boats coming with you, right?
Yeah, we have 2 chase boats.
Okay.
That are going to be.
And you guys are planning on switching off, so you'll switch every hour.
Yeah, we spoke about that yesterday, and I think that the best way to do it would probably be an hour at a time.
Hour on, hour off.
Yeah, right. Just like as a rotation that way.
Go
ahead, James.
Yeah, the big difference, you know, obviously, if, you know, the Catalina Crossing is basically what they refer to it as, it's open ocean. So when you're out there, you know, 20 miles, 30 miles in the open water, the currents are a lot different. Those currents can change at any moment depending on tide, swell, or wind.
Yeah.
And there'll be times where you can't even see the shore. And so you're just really reliant on your escort boat. So hopefully we got a really good captain.
We do.
And who knows where they're going?
I found him on Craigslist. No, just kidding. No.
Yeah. Craigslist. You found me on Craigslist.
Yeah, that's where most people find James's services, actually.
Yeah, I think my ad was, you know.
Yeah, down there to the bottom left.
Aspen surfer, never been paddler, seeking employment.
Under gigs and events. There's James, right on.
Now, you mentioned last year you paddled all the way to Mexico, but it was over several days. So you've never gone this far at once. And it's something you've always wanted to do. So what an incredible opportunity to do it, right?
Absolutely. I've always wanted to paddle, actually, Catalina to right where we are right now, Pearl Street. But, you know, what a great way to sort of, you know, cross one off of my dreams was to always paddle Catalina. Like, sure. My dad and I would sit on the balcony and talk about Catalina, and he's like, you can't do that. And then, you know, and then I get a phone call from Greg and he tells me his situation. I just thought, wow, it's a perfect time to do it. And, you know, it would have been nice if I got more of a heads up, but that's okay.
Have you found anybody who's done it before you? Have you talked to anybody or... Is there anybody?
Yeah, there is. And I actually went paddling with him Saturday.
Okay.
A guy by the name of Will Schmidt.
What did he say about it?
It's a journey.
Yeah.
He's done it 3 times.
Wow. Okay. 3 times. So at least it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, it's possible. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even concerned that we're not going to finish. I know we're going to finish.
Sure.
You know, to me, it's just, are we going to do it in 7 hours, 8 hours?
Right. No, we're not hours? Young bucks either, so there's
hey, don't that. You know? I'm young, man.
James is young.
I'm getting younger, although I was pretty tired
like
this
morning. He looked like he's 33 or 2.
Okay, so again, this is the paddle out happening on Saturday. Paddle for her battle, I guess, is the creative way to say it. James Pribram, the eco warrior, Greg Beckler, the father of 4-year-old Raylan, who has leukemia in studio with us right now. And talk about the party afterward in Dana Point. You're going to go straight to a restaurant, right?
Yeah, afterwards we'll be celebrating our paddle and Raylan and having a celebration at Mahi in Dana Point right by the harbor. So we really would love everyone to come down and cheer us on as we come into Baby Beach at Dana Point. And then afterwards from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mahi, we'll be there celebrating.
Okay, awesome. And then where can people donate? This is the most important thing. Where should they go?
You can go to Raylan's website. It's www.paddleforherbattle.com.
Okay. And what amount do you think is sufficient? What's a recommended amount?
Any amount.
Okay.
I mean,
do you have a goal of how much you want to raise?
No, I did originally, but no, because it's not just this battle with my daughter. This is something that, I mean, James and I talked about this yesterday. This is something I'm going to continue every year, but it's not going to be just for my daughter.
Yeah.
This was the only year that's for my daughter. In the future, I'm going to give back to others that are in the same situation
sure.
that my wife and I are. So, no, there's no amount. Just even if you just go to the website and send a prayer.
Sure.
I mean, it just any type of donation is thankful, and we're grateful for it.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people, you know, maybe had a similar situation in their lives and can relate to this, or maybe overcame a disease. And, you know, it's hard times like this where you need the support of the public more than ever. So hopefully people will go to paddleforherbattle.com and donate to these guys. And is there any way we can track you on Saturday, or you just maybe send a tweet so we know you're alive after you get done?
Yeah, I probably could do that.
Yeah.
I've never been out in the open ocean that far to see if phones works.
Call my cell phone. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. On one of your hour breaks.
Hey, I got a free phone from a sponsor, so.
Yeah, if I get service, I will post. She has a Facebook page also.
Okay.
Same name, Paddle for a Battle.
Okay.
But I'll be doing posts through there. If I'm getting service, I'll kind of like send pictures where we're at, estimated time of arrival.
Awesome. We'll keep track of it and let us know anything else we can do to help.
We'll get your number and post it.
Call me when you're like on your hour break and breathless.
When my feet are up and Greg's out there just, oh my God.
And I'll do the same when I'm packed in ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Raylan's over there somewhere. Does she want to say anything else before we go?
You want to
say hi, Raylan.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
What do you think about the paddle? Do you think we'll finish?
Yeah.
Do you think Daddy's going to finish?
I think so.
She thinks it will finish, but as far as Daddy finishing, maybe not. Well, thank you, Raylan.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great time on Saturday. Good luck. Let us know if we can do anything else. And people should indeed visit paddleforherbattle.com to help support these guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.